Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kill. He didn't give me a topic, so what I'd like to do is cover a post I discovered on the polyamory subreddit called "I'm a 38-year-old married suburban mom, 7 months pregnant with my third, and I'm practicing polyamory with my parents. It's been intense." And here's that woman's rant, and I quote, "I don't know where to begin. My husband is away abroad for work for the majority of my pregnancy. Because of his absence in the pandemic and being pregnant, my kids and I came to stay with my parents, who only live a few towns away. I've always had a good, close, supportive, normal relationship with my mom and dad. They've always been wonderful parents. Maybe the pandemic made us crazy. I don't know. But I came to find out that they'd had feelings for me for a long time. And instead of running away in horror after a lot of thinking and a lot of hard conversations, here we are. I've been going to bed regularly with my own parents." Just typing that feels surreal. I'm a middle-aged, heavy pregnant, married mom, and I'm sleeping with my own parents. So here I am venting about it. Thank you for listening. Unquote. I would have thought that stories like this were impossible until a couple months back I did a story about a real mother-daughter duo that had an OnlyFans page together, as well as a teenage kid that was complaining because his schoolmates found out that his mother was an OnlyFans because of her Twitter profile. Also another Asian woman that watched spicy content with their kids to teach them about the birds and the bees. It's taking more and more to shock me, and yes, the pandemic is making a lot of people crazy. Everyone perhaps except those that are young digital natives or pretty much living on the internet such as myself. I'm already a hikikomori and only leave the house for a few hours every third or fourth day. That was before the pandemic. But for most people, mental illness has been going up like crazy because they need to socialize and touch each other. You know, the most likely this story is real with the pregnant mother when she said they had a lot of conversations and she didn't think that saying the word hard would have been interpreted as being funny. I guess there's now also something else that's hard besides the conversation. And now she's riding her dad's boomer boner. How many taboos can you break in the same story? Incest to the prego fetish and lesbian love just to start. Where are all these stories going to finish and end up? With families doing Fido and the Rugrats? That sounds like a bad 90s band, but in 5 to 10 years you might actually be reading stories about that, and no one will bat an eye about it. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the no holds barred with your own grown daughter clown world show. Maybe this woman's parents are swingers, or they were abused while they were younger. Maybe the swing clubs are closed, and they were looking for some fresh young meat. They told her that they were interested, and maybe she thought that things would get even more awkward, and that her parents would actually ask her to leave with the grandkids if she didn't get on her knees. Maybe they already saw that she was emotionally and sexually frustrated and decided to try and take advantage of her. Most of the time, women will cheat on their husbands when they're working overseas with the guy's best friend or some other guy. But in this case, with the coof, that's impossible. And with no one to monkey branch to, she decided to swing down to her roots, so to speak. In many places with coof lockdowns, women are terrified of getting it, and then being forced to take the horse paste if they get sick. So having sex with someone that's already in their safe space circle seems okay. Remember that decades ago, society thought that homosexuality was a mental illness, as well as BDSM and other fetishes. But in other societies, it wasn't, and all the talk of polyamory over the last 5 to 10 years where simps would actually share their wives with other dudes has finally led to this. These are the tales of a disintegrating society. Recently, I was watching the Red Pill Germany channel, and he was sharing a video link from a guy in America that was filming homeless people in North Philadelphia in Kensington Street. Literally a street full of druggies, and he was discussing how when he was a kid, it was risky behavior for him and his friends to smoke cigarettes in Germany. But today, he saw a young girl smoking Mary Jane with her adult supervision, and no one seemed to care. There's also another channel that I follow called CAM Studios, where one guy is going around and chronicling the demise of Commifornia with his Scenes from the Ghetto series. He finally got out of that place in the last video. But now I realize you can make a YouTube career from filming scenes from the ghetto of the destitution you see there. But getting back on topic, you just know that those baby diapers are expensive, so maybe this 38-year-old mother with their parents can make an OnlyFans page and make some money to cover some of those costs. Also, I wonder what's going to happen when this woman's husband comes back from working abroad. Will she ever tell him that her father was checking into her cooch hotel while he was away? What about the children? Will she continue the tradition when they turn 18 or older? You have to wonder what went through this woman's mind when her own parents told her that they were interested in bedding her. Was she confused, and was it actually fear or love that drove her into their love-me-long-time arms? It's not fair to do stuff like that to your own pregnant daughter during the coof, when life is difficult enough. You just know there's a good chance she's going to have to go to therapy because of this. Who knows, it might even mess her up in the long run and ruin her relationship with her husband. Maybe that's what her mother's plan was all along. To break up the family and make sure the grandkids continue to live with them instead of with their father. Doesn't anyone else think there's a remote possibility in that happening? Also, why would they be attracted to her while she was pregnant? If you're a swinger or were one before the coof shut everything down, then there's a good chance that you might actually have some STDs. And doing what you actually do with your daughter might lead to her getting an infection and possibly getting a miscarriage. Then there's also the risk of her two kids catching her with the grandparents. It's bad enough if you've ever caught your parents doing it while growing up. Imagine if you caught your parents with their grandparents. Trauma like that can't be washed away with bleach in your eyes. Plus, when you have a relationship with a wife or husband, you can end the relationship and never see them again, if you've actually never had kids with them. But when they're your parents, what kind of presents are you going to get for the holidays? Cream pie Christmas cake, perhaps? As for the second part of this video, I want to discuss a story. It's from a woman named Gracie Schwartz, and she decided to buy her 10-year-old daughter a magic vibrating wand, the kind that you keep in your nightstand that rhymes with Bilbo. Obviously, I don't actually want to say that word out loud. Here's what Gracie wrote in an online post, and I quote, "Unlike a lot of mothers in my suburban community, I have no problem talking to my kids about the birds and the bees. In fact, I'm very comfortable talking honestly, openly, and non-judgmentally about it. I was raised by a stylish diva mom of the Mad Men era. Twice divorced, she was slightly embittered but unequivocal when she told me flatly, the birds and the bees are the one thing that men can give you that will make you happy. The female orgasm was an act of pride and rebellion. It was her brand of feminism. So when my daughter turned 10, I knew it was time to give her something that would help her achieve that bliss we've all come to love. I selected a few body-safe platinum silicone schlongs for my hours of scouring the web, gave her a talk, and let her make a choice. It eventually came down to two of them, a smaller flesh-colored one and a larger dark-skinned one that looked realistic. I was privately overjoyed when she chose the diverse one because I knew that the inclusiveness coaching we had last year had gotten through to her." Unquote. Increasingly, progressives are tearing down what should be sacred walls in the relationships between mother and child. Can you just imagine how much this girl is going to be embarrassed because her mother, Gracie Schwartz, put her name out there, and kids at school are going to find out about this article and tease her about the black stallion that she has in her nightstand that her mother bought her? Gracie starts off by saying that she's a woman and she's not being judgmental. You know it's probably not true when you have to say it. Then when her daughter picks out the diverse Bilbo, she deems her judgment to be correct. But put yourself in the position of this kid. Was she supposed to tell her mother no and then be treated poorly when her mother was the one putting her child, adult or otherwise, into the awkward position to begin with? The birds and the bees are something that's personal, and you're supposed to discover them on your own. I've had to make sure not to use many dirty words in this video because of the fear of YouTube censorship, because odds are they're going to rate it as content for those over the age 18, and then remove it from all the search results. But it's crazy to think that some women are willing to give away their identities with no shame to embarrass themselves and their children. This is the problem you have when you're living in an attention-based economy, and it's getting harder and harder to get a rise from your audience. No pun intended. Our society is over-sexualized, and this is the consequence. Normal people doing even more extreme things to get excited instead of understanding that it's probably chastity that makes them stronger and not taking two Viagra and boinking their daughter. Or helping their daughter with a gift that keeps on giving it to her G-spot. That mother-daughter duo on OnlyFans that I made a video about a while back, I wanted to see to what extent they went on their OnlyFans page. And they were both nude next to each other, in the bed and in a bubble bath. I can only imagine the debauchery that's found behind the paywalls of OnlyFans. 20 years ago, a mother-daughter duo was made with two women that looked very similar. and decided to do porn together. But they were 20 years apart and it was just fantasy, and yet today it seems to be increasingly reality. I remember reading back in the late 90s and early 2000s stories about women that gained 200 pounds to make their boyfriends happy as they waddled down the aisle. There was no fat acceptance in feedie culture back then. People thought it was cray-cray. It was just a sexual fantasy and fetish on the fringes. I also enjoyed the gainer stories. Don't laugh unless you really want to, but at least them being honest about it. But once you see fat women in their 30s, they age at double the speed of other women. And today I'm disgusted by the fatness. Ironically, now it's being promoted like it's the next best thing since sliced bread. But we all know you don't even have to slice bread to feed it to fat broads. Just shovel the loaves in whole. As for the woman that's with her parents, maybe she doesn't consider it cheating because it is her parents. Because technically you already love them, so maybe this woman's husband will understand and join in. Or maybe she'll be smart and shut up about it and forget the whole thing happened. If it comes out and becomes common knowledge, you just know that her husband, kids, and anyone else that hears the story is going to need to get therapy too. What are the final frontiers of debauchery after this? Pedos and trench coats, and animal smashers perhaps. What happens when those things become socially acceptable too? In Canada, Trudeau's government said that you can legally do whatever you want with your pet so long as there's no penetration in Bill C-84. The only thing crazier after that is necrophilia. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Gil for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that it'll be legal to smash your parents in 30 years when Justin Trudeau's daughter is elected the Prime Minister of Canada. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the positive pregnancy test results after you've been banged by your father away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.